tonight, I just wanted to say hello. Thank you for tuning in. And I wanted to talk to you about emotional cares. The topic within this broad topic of emotional cares is dealing with when your son has children. So first of all, I want to say that I have an awesome relationship with my son's significant other, and I have an awesome relationship with his significant other's mother. So I realized very quickly that it could be very interesting if people don't have that situation like I do. So I wanted to talk with some of the children that have kids and you don't live with the grandmother. Know that the other grandmother is very, very, very much so wanting to be in the child's life. Know that the other grandmother very, very much so wants to spoil the new grandbaby. And sometimes, I don't know if everybody has the wonderful situation that I have. And I just wanted to give you some encouragement because it is different when your son has a child as opposed to your daughter who may be actually living in your home with the baby. So just know two things. One, communication is key. When you communicate, you have the ability to express your feelings. Make sure that the other grandmother knows that you really do want to be involved and plan play dates with each other. If they're going to the mall, you know, let them share going to the mall and you guys pushing the stroller together. The grandmothers can be very much so involved in the grandbaby's life, both the in-home grandmother and the out-of-home grandmother. So make sure that you guys are being what I call other-minded. And if you're a grandmother that just had a new grandbaby in your home, be kind, you know. There's such things called, you know, instant messenger and FaceTime and things of that nature. And we can utilize technology to be able to, you know, see each other even if we can't physically be together. I just wanted to acknowledge Tammy Albright, who is one of the grandmothers to my new grandbaby. And her and I have this awesome partnership being a grandmother together. And I just wanted to thank her publicly to let her know how much I appreciate her kindness and being loving and being considerate and just, you know, she just really cares that I'm involved in the new grandbaby's life. And we FaceTime with the new grandbaby in evenings sometimes. And, you know, we spend time together and I have grandmama duty and I go over to her house and we're, you know, really building relationships and I take care of the grandbaby, feed them and change the diapers and do all that good stuff. And I just appreciate Donae, who's the mother, and Tammy, who's the grandmother, for making being the outside grandparent very, very easy and palatable. And I am clear that that could be going a whole nother way, right? So I just wanted to, you know, give some insight to some people who may not have the same situation and say, listen, you really do want to be considerate of the outside grandparent. Invite them to come over if they haven't asked to come over. Call on the phone and let them hear the baby or try to FaceTime. But it is important to make sure that all of the grandparents are able to be involved in the grandbaby's life. So I just wanted to give you a little shout out and say, hey, I miss you. Thank you so much for your love and support. Everyone who purchased the book, thank you so much. And I really appreciate all that you do. You matter. And you make a difference, whether you know it or not. So if you are interested in getting coaching, I am available. 336-618-1670. So thank you so much for all you do. Thanks for tuning in. And good luck to you and your endeavors. And make sure you stay other-minded.